Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning the God. Jesus Christ who empowered his followers to change the world today. Distance is not a barrier. God moves. Emmanuel TV. God with us.
You came from heaven to earth. You showed the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Oh Lord, you came from heaven to earth. You showed the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Emmanuel. I know you always disagree with me with the time. But God's time is the best. I know everyone here will disagree with me concerning the time I normally come out. So please, since morning, I've been praying, asking God to come out. But God keeps telling me His time is the best. Maybe the Lord wants us to exhaust our flesh, our power, our mind. And I know you have been dancing this morning. And you are tired now. So I don't know, maybe this is what the Lord wants, that after we are using our power, our mind, our dance, okay? Yes, let me at this moment, let me want to recognize the presence of Matthias' family and the victim. I want to say thank you for your faith, and I salute your faith. Thank you. And today is our birthday of Emmanuel TV. You just think, how old is Emmanuel TV? Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. So Emmanuel TV is 9 years old today. Thank you very much. Yes. With the time, I don't know, it's just the message I have for you today. I will introduce this message to you, and I know the Spirit of God will minister the rest, because we have a lot of job today, as the Spirit of God has given us. So the last meeting we were talking about the body in our spirit, that is. Body in our spirit, that was what we were talking about last time. When one is thinking, worry, and trouble, and you are troubled, your spirit cannot be free to attract the Spirit of God. So we cannot be available for God when we are worried. Are you with me? When you are worried, troubled, maybe something is troubling, worrying you, you cannot be available for God's Spirit. You cannot be available for God's Spirit. It is when we are free, our spirit is free. This is why the First Peter chapter 5, verse 7, where you start reading from verse 7, it says, your cares, your trouble to God, because He cares for you and He loves you. When we are troubled, we cannot be sensitive to the Spirit of God. You need a free spirit to pray. You need a free spirit to hear from God. You need a free spirit to do what? To hear from God. You cannot hear from God when your spirit is troubled. If the landlord, he cannot share that apartment with anyone. You know, when you see someone, something is, a person is a landlord. If someone is landlord of a house, you pay house rent to the man. He cannot share. No. If the landlord is the owner, he doesn't want to share anything. He created you spirit, soul, and body. So without the spirit, you cannot act upon the word of God. You only hear the word, you cannot do anything about it. You only hear Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Savior, Jesus is this, Jesus is that. As you hear, it goes this way when you are troubled. As you hear the word, it goes another way. There is nothing you can do about it. The Spirit of God will be released to the degree you stand in reverence of His word. To the degree you stand in reverence, in obeying, in honor, the Spirit of God will be released. As you honor the word, the Spirit increase. It's like you being filled. You know, as you eat food, you get filled. You eat, you get sick. The more you eat, you get sick. The more you eat, you get sick. In the same day, I'm feeling what you are feeling now. The weather is a bit friendly. So you need a free spirit to get along, to act with God. Without the free spirit, there's nothing, nothing, and nothing. So therefore, leave it for God. Don't worry yourself. Leave it for what? Open the 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter. Chapter 5, verse 7. Give all your worries and care to God, for He cares about you. Listen to that. Give all your what? Give all your what? All your worries and care. Care means trouble, burden, whatever you call it, is a foolish thing. For He cares for you. For He cares for you. This is why when you open, when you want to open your Bible to read, it is time to give all your world trouble. When you open your Bible, when you take Bible, immediately give all your cares and trouble to God. That is, leave all, whatever that is bothering you, worry you. And before you open Bible. If not, when you don't, you will read and you will not be able to obey what you read. You will read the Bible as if you are reading literature. You know, like as if you are reading book. You know, when you are reading Bible, you are reading the Holy Spirit. But any other book, when you are reading them, you are reading about events. When you are reading Bible, you are reading what? You are reading what? Holy Spirit. But any other book outside Bible, when you are reading them, you are reading about event. So when you don't leave it for God, your care, your worries, before you open the Bible, you will read Bible as if you are reading books. How? Some will say, is that actually possible to live, to give all worries? How will one just your trouble overlook your trouble? Is it actually possible? Yes. That is why God gave you discretion. You can choose to do, you can choose to cry, you can choose to laugh. You can choose to dance, you can choose not to. You can choose to live here. You can just walk away, walk out of this place, and you can choose to sit. You can choose to stand. This is why Jesus met this man at the pool of Bethesda. He met him. He said, "What can I do for you?" He never said. He knew the problem the man was facing. He was so sick to the extent that he could not jump into the pool. He needed someone to help. Someone to help him jump into the pool. But Jesus knew his problem. He said, "Steve, what can I do for you?" Because he knew he may refuse him. He knew he may disagree with him. He knew he may walk him out. "What can I do for you?" "Yes,
I needed someone to carry me to the pool. Each time the water is still, that is turning. But here I am, I'm so sick, I could not, no one to carry me to the pool. Will I help? He said, yes, if you will. It is not all up to God. Certainly, it is not all up to you. Your genuine willingness and God's ability to achieve something. You can choose to overlook everything and open your Bible and read. So, don't look for this trouble you have in the Bible. The solution for the trouble you have in the Bible. Read Bible for salvation of your soul. Don't be searching for solution of your problem. And I'm sick. I want to see where Jesus hid the sick person in the Bible. And you start searching for that. No. I'm poor. I want to know who was poor like me in the Bible and he was revived. And you begin to look for such person in the Bible. No, the Bible is not for that. So therefore, when you want to sleep, don't because of your trouble open Bible. Many of you, when you know you have nightmare, when you're about to sleep in the night, you open the Bible, you begin to read Psalm 35. After reading, you place it on your chest and you sleep. When your enemy comes, he will carry that Bible down and stab it to you. I know you must have experienced it in the past, that you are trouble, nightmare, but in the night you are about to sleep, you now open the Bible that is good for your enemy, you want to fire your enemy, you open Psalm 35, and read, after reading, you will now open it and place it under your pillow. By the time the enemy comes, he will first of all wake you up. He said, come, that thing you put under the pillow, carry it. You will carry it, you will not use the same Bible to flog you. By the time you wake up, you say, does it mean that Bible is not word of God? Why should enemy use this Bible to beat me again? No, you make Bible work. Bible cannot work himself. You make it work. Tell your neighbor, I make it work. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You make it work. The Bible itself cannot just work. You make it work, not to work, to work, not to work, to work. You make it work. It's a library of apostles. They put them together. Everything that happened about them, you make it work. So I want to leave you because I'm looking at your time, not mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Rise up. Hallelujah. Now we are about to go to another level. Next level, ask for a free spirit. Ask for free spirit. You know, I told you, meditation reveals the body in our spirit. Meditation exposes the body in your spirit. What exposes the body? Huh? Meditation exposes the body. It exposes the body. The body in your spirit, the body in you. The worry, you are worried. But by the time you meditate, it exposes. This is why we have faith bracelets. When you meditate, take more of me, give more of you, take more of me. Before you know it, the body is gone. You find yourself thinking of nothing. But Jesus, take more of me, give more of you. When you begin to meditate, take more of me, give me more of you. Take more of me, give me more of you. You find yourself thinking about yourself again. You begin to think of Jesus, then you can pray. Then you can pray. That is when you can pray. We don't pray when our spirit is, when we are worried, when we are in body. No, you can't pray. When you pray, you are talking to yourself, not Jesus. Are you with me? No, you hold your faith bracelet. Say, take more of me, give me more of you. More of your faithfulness, your kindness, your goodness, take more of me, give me more of you. Before you know it, you find joy. Just naturally. It comes naturally. It comes spontaneously. Spontaneously, just naturally it comes, the joy. Joy is not with, it's not created by you and I. It originates with God. Joy. Take more of me, give me more of you. Take more of me, give me more of you. Take more of me, give me more of you. Take more of me, give me more of you. By the time you meditate this, that body, worry, is gone. And when you now, you feel joy, a kind of inner joy, prayer, that is time to pray. Are you with me? This is why we call meditation a visit with God. What is meditation? Meditation in God's way is what? A visit with God. Meditation in God's way is a visit with God. So take more of me, give more of you. Anytime, just like that. That now you are happy. Does not mean in another hour's coming you may have something trouble you. You are a human since you have flesh. You continue to have something trouble you, but you continue to overcome. Are you with me? Now I'm having joy. That you will not have something in future that will trouble you. No, it's not in the Bible. In this world, there will be what? There will be trouble. In this world, there will be trouble. Cheer up! I have overcome. Why he said, I pray your faith will not fail. If you say your faith will not fail, then there will be trouble that will tempt your faith. I pray your faith will not fail. Me, there will be time our faith will be shaken. There will be time as we live, as you continue to live in this world, something will continue to come to threaten your faith. And that thing helps to grow our relationship. It's an instrument to grow our relationship. That is the time you will see the need of God more. The need of who? The more. It strengthens our desire and our determination for God. It strengthens our what? Our desire and our determination for God. And it makes us to see the need of God. That I pray. He has prayed for us that our faith will not fail. That is the prayer he left behind. That is the prayer from God to you, Jesus. He said, I pray. He said to his disciples, you are one. He said, I pray your faith will not fail. Means your faith will about to. Your faith will be tested. Ask your neighbor, what is testing your faith? right now. Ask your neighbor. Can you ask your neighbor once again? I can hear you. Ask your neighbor. Remember, I pray your faith will not fail. Mean what you are going through, God is aware. It has been prophesying that you will go through them, but it will not impair you, but improve. It has been prophesying by our Lord Jesus Christ that my disciples, my followers, will go through this. It has been prophesied. If you are one of the followers, it will not impair you. But if you are not one of the followers, it will impair you. If you are one of the followers, it will improve you, whatever you go through. There can be no test. There can be no promotion without test. There can be no improvement without test. And what is your test? And what is my test? What are you going through? What am I going through? When it is time to go up, it is time to be tested. Oh, I'm talking to you. When it is time to go up, it is time to what? Time to go up, time to be tested. He said, our faith will not fail. Say, I pray. He said, I pray. It was prayer offer for you. It was prayer offer for us. It was prayer. So this then, whatever you are going through, has been prophesying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it has been prophesying that this and that and this and that will happen. Some will be changeable and many will not be changeable. It is written. So I want to leave you with this word. It gladdened my heart anytime I read when Jesus said, is aware of your cares and your trouble. He said, your cares and your worry, leave it to God because he cares about you. It's concerning about you. Jesus loves you just as he loved every apostles. And every apostle in the Bible, read about them. Everyone had their own what? Challenges. And their challenges strengthened their desire. Apostle challenges strengthen their desire. They They pay supreme price to bring the gospel. I and you enjoy today. What price have you paid? They brought this gospel. They pay supreme price to bring this gospel. I pray your faith will not fail.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, before we, time will not change our program. Your time cannot change our program. Because your time is different from God's time. Unless you look at the time I'm looking at. Tell your neighbor, your time, this, my boyfriend, come on. This is your time. Sit down. This your time will not change our program. Because this time is different from God's time. Tell your neighbor. God's time is the best. If any one of you wear God's time, let us see. If you find God's time buying in the market, let us see it. Let us see. The whole church, no one buy, no one wear God's time. So you are wearing your time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. So you never mind. Whatever time says. I know you are looking at the time. Whatever time says, we are going to accomplish our blessing today.
Emmanuel! Emmanuel! If God be for us, who can succeed against us? If God be for a nation, who can succeed against her? Thank you, Jesus. Viewers all over the world, thank you for being part of this broadcast today. You shall be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You shall be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My name is John Chi. By our fruits, you shall know us. Hallelujah. People of God, I have good news for you. With this good news, your life will change today. Your attitude will change today. Your philosophy will change today. Your way of life will change today. Everything that has to do with you will change today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Many people today have had great dreams of what they will become in future, without realizing that the road to their dream is not just a bed of roses. Everyone desires excellence and want their life to improve, but this will not come without challenges. We have to know that by the situation that faces us today, we are faced by not a choice, but by a challenge to our faith in God. The Bible says, every man has a divine cause to fulfill in God's master plan for his creation. So there is no need for you to compare yourself to others. You don't need to measure yourself by yourself. Because the way and manner God Almighty executes his plan in people's lives differs. When God is executing his plan in our lives, he also designs and arranges events which continue to unfold until his purpose is revealed. For example, if Joseph was not thrown into the dry pit, he would not have met the slave dealers. If the Potiphar's wife had not misbehaved with him, he would not have gone into the prison. And if Joseph had not gone into the prison, he would not have met the Pharaoh's servant, who finally served as a bridge, a link between the prison and the throne. Joseph did not concentrate on where he was, in the dry pit, slavery, imprisonment. His aim, his focus, his desire was on where he was heading to. Where are you heading to? Remember, God chooses what we go through, but we choose how we go through it. Tell your neighbor, God chooses what we go through, but we choose how we go through it. Some choose to go through this way. Some choose to go through that way. Why others choose to run a straight race with God? The way I run my race has brought about what I am today. How do you run your race? Are you running the straight race with God? Or have you alternatives because of persecution, criticism, name calling?
See me through, Lord Jesus, see me through.
Thank you, Lord.
See me through, Lord Jesus, see me through. Oh, there is a race. There is a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be good. Oh, there is a race. There is a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have your seat. Hallelujah. This brings me to the title of today's message. Follow the direction of your calling. Tell your neighbor, follow the direction of your calling. Once again, follow the direction of your calling. Hallelujah. Yes, we shall take our proof text from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, I will take my reading from verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Verse 11. It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Brethren, before I begin, I have some searching questions for you that may dig into your private life. Never mind. Such questions are necessary because we are here to reset our beliefs and keep pressing. Ask your neighbor, how old are you? And where are you heading to in life? Are you sure you are where you are supposed to be? Are you sure you are doing what you are supposed to do? Are you sure you are married to whom you are supposed to marry? Are you following the direction of God's calling for your life? These are the type of questions we need to answer in order to establish our true identity before Christ Jesus. You are not too small to succeed and not too big to fail in life. Many are heading to the south when they are supposed to be going north. Some are going east when they are supposed to be going west. While many who were in position of leadership yesterday are now in the position of followership. It is your responsibility to settle down and find out God's goal for your life, so that you do not pursue God's goal for someone else. Remember, yesterday is error. Today is decision. Tomorrow is result.
I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I just want to be where you are, to enter boldly in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I want to be where you are.
Thank you. Thank you. You may have your seat. Yesterday is error. Today is decision. Tomorrow is result. The result of yesterday's decision is today. Now you have another decision. Tomorrow the result. Jesus looked beyond his decision to the result. He saw beyond now to tomorrow. He was a tomorrow thinker. As a Christian, be a tomorrow thinker. I mean, make decisions that will create the future you desire, not the future you fear. Tell your neighbor, as a Christian, make decisions that will create the future you desire, not the future you fear. Thousands will continue to fail in life because they are unwilling to change something they do daily. On the contrary, Very few move up the ladder of success because they are willing to go through a little discomfort to experience a new level in life. Let me tell you about the secrets of life. The secret of life is to do what you do not want to do in order to achieve what you want in life. You are created to do what others cannot do. You are created to go where others cannot go. What are you doing now? Are you a pastor? Remember, there are many pastors out there, but without a difference. It is the promise of God to make you one with a difference. Are you a teacher? There are many teachers out there, but without a difference. It is the promise of God to make you one with a difference. Are you a doctor? There are many doctors out there, but without a difference. It is the promise of God to make you one with a difference. Everyone has a calling. If you follow the direction of your calling, you will astonish yourself. I mean, you will make a difference in your own world. When God made man, what mattered to him was not physical or mental disposition, but one who will be a stakeholder in his master plan. Are you a stakeholder in God's master plan? If you are a stakeholder in God's master plan for his creation, your aim, your focus, your desire will be on your destination. I mean, where you are going. You cannot get to your destination unless you know and believe where you are going. Where are you going? When you focus on where you are going, the happenings around you will not dictate your direction. Even if you cannot see how you achieve it, no matter the obstacles on your way to your destination, you will still find ways of building bridges which close the gap from where you are to your destination.
The waters of my soul longeth to thee. Hallelujah. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee as a deep water for the water.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. You may have your seat. When Joseph was going to the throne, he knew that he would be held responsible for whatever he gave his attention to. That was why he did not allow the pleasures he received in Potiphar's house to dictate his direction. When Joseph was going to the throne, he knew that whatever he gave his attention to would disfocus him. That was why he did not allow the pleasures he received in Potiphar's house to dictate his direction. He knew where he was going, and he knew the kind of life to live in order to get to where he was going. Today, where are you going? And what kind of life are you living in order to get to where you are going? It's all about dedication. It's all about discipline. It's all about patience, perseverance, endurance. It's all about genuine willingness. It's all about sacrifice. The Bible says, when you decide your direction, God Almighty will give you the energy for the distance. you are going to the throne, and the road to the throne is not just a bed of roses. You are about to encounter snakes and scorpions as a Christian. Take heart, you are on the right track.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because
have your faith. When you decide your direction, God Almighty will give you the energy for the distance. You are going to the throne. The way to the throne is not just a bed of roses. You are bound to encounter snakes and scorpions. As a Christian, take heart, you are on the right track. Everything close to the throne receives attack. Attack could be in the form of sickness, poverty, failure, disappointment, setback, barrenness. As a Christian, when you are attacked by any of these foolish things, don't despair. The end has not come. The best is yet to come.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the
your faith. Turn with me
to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Are you there? I read. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble? Hardship? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or danger? Or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Through him who loved us. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm more than a conqueror. When you look at the hard times, difficult times, great biblical characters like Joseph, Moses, David, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Peter and Paul the apostle encountered, you will agree with me that the way and manner God Almighty executes his plan in people's lives differs. When God is executing his plan in our lives, he also designs and arranges events which continue to unfold until his purpose is revealed. Joseph was to be a source of freedom for his people. He had to test dry feet, slavery, imprisonment for a better future. Joseph did not concentrate on where he was in the dry pit, slavery, imprisonment. His aim, his focus, his desire was on where he was going. His affection for God's command was regular, stable, even under serious tension, pressure, and threat to his life. When he was faced with a trying situation in the dry pit, slavery, imprisonment, which tended to challenge his faith in God, as a member of the household of faith, he took his place in the believer's authority, saying, there is something far more important than my present situation, my dream, and my goal in life. When the situation seemed to suggest that there was no hope, no way, no future, as a member of the household of faith, he took his place in the believer's authority, saying, there is something far more important than my present situation, my dream, and my goal in life. What situation are you in? Today, when we are in pain or in joy, we tend to forget ourselves. Where we are going, we tend to forget that whatever situation you are in, whether good or bad, negative or positive, what matters is eternal life. It was not just pleasures alone that took Joseph to the throne. It was part of the event that was to reveal God's purpose in his life. What situation are you in as a Christian? That may be part of the event that will reveal God's purpose in your life. Keep calm and be determined. Hallelujah. Joseph's mind, right from childhood, was set on things above. Whatever he needed, whether in the dry pit, where there was limited supply of everything, whether in Potiphar's house, where he was in the midst of plenty, or where he was confined in harsh prison condition, he depended on heaven to be clothed, to be fed, to be filled, and to be supplied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you, because of who you are. I worship you, Lord, I worship you, because of who you are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You may have your seat. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. Before we round it up, I want to encourage you that when God's given vision in your life is laughed at or misunderstood, there will be a compulsion. I mean a driving force. That compulsion, that driving force will make you go on and on and on and on. Even when you pass through the valley of shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Because where God leads, He guides. If God Almighty leads you to a place of honor, you will be honored in a strange land, just like Joseph. If God Almighty leads you to a place of battle, you will fight and defeat your enemies, like David did. When God Almighty leads you to a place of victory, your problems will crumble before you, like the walls of Jericho. If God Almighty leads you to a place of forgiveness, your many sins will be forgiven like the adulterous woman without judgment. If God Almighty leads you to a place of joy, your joy will know no bound, like Mary and Martha, when their brother Lazarus was raised from death. If God Almighty leads you to a place of abundance, you will have more than you desire, like the widow of Zarephath. When God Almighty leads you to a place of salvation, you will be saved like the Philippian jailer. And you will stand and testify like Joshua in Joshua 24 verse 15. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only reason for my walking. Jesus is the only reason for my talking. Jesus is the only reason for my shouting hallelujah. Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
If the way you pray is the same way I do pray, my prayer will not answer. Look, let me tell you a few words about the prayer. When you see me stretching hand to pray for you, that is not just the beginning. I consider where I'm coming from before I pray. I must have been an attitude of prayer before I say, be he. If I'm not in an attitude of prayer, in the realm of prayer, I cannot say, be he. Whom am I going to call when I'm not in the realm? Jesus is in the realm of prayer. That is why he answered prayer. When you are not in that realm of prayer and you are praying, whom are you calling? Whom are you talking to? You are talking to yourself. You must be in the realm. You can't stand here and begin to call somebody in the solo, somebody in Oshodi. You must be in Oshodi to call the person in Oshodi. Are you with me? You can't stand here and begin to call someone in London without being in London. I mean, without any technology, use your mouth. Because you cannot use your answer and begin to pray. You want to use yourself to call Jesus. No. It's not possible. You must get there and call the person. It is meditation that takes us to him. And when we get to him, we pray. But you don't meditate and you pray. It is meditation that carries us to who? It carries us to Jesus. Look at the fruit. Can you see the fruit here? It is not possible for me here to stretch to take the fruit. There is no, my hand is not as long there. I can't get that any fruit. I must get there to get the fruit. To get there, it is by meditation. Meditation will take me to the fruit. And then when I get there, I will now, prayer is, ask, you shall be given. Knock, it shall be opened. That is prayer. Now, the picture of your life is, you are here, and you are asking for fruit. You want fruit. I want fruit. I want fruit. Who will give you the fruit? You cannot. Look at it. You are far from the fruit. Meditation remove the obstacle and take you there. It takes you to the realm of prayer, meditation. This is why we say meditation in God's way is a visit with God. Tell your neighbor, meditation in God's way is a visit with God. I can't hear you. Yes. And what are we meditating? God's way. Do you know something is greater than all what you are waiting for? Hearing from God is a much greater blessing than any of the blessings you are waiting for to hear. You know, when you hear from God, you will know whether what you are asking for is the right thing to receive. When you hear from God, you know when to live here. When you hear from God, you know who is talking to you. When you hear from God, you know when to go to war. All this trouble that happened all over the world, people don't hear from God. Hearing from God while praying is a much greater blessing than any blessing you are seeking. Healing, hearing from God. You are ignorant of things of God. You see God as one of those things. And God is not one of those things. It's don't wait until your last day before you know God. You have to know God. Because you have wasted so many years and time. If you know the plan of God for your life, you will be crying that, how? This is the plan of God for my life. A break in prayer is a break in God. You should be ready at any time. It is not when the situation is at hand we pray. It should always be in an attitude of war, of attitude of prayer. Now, what is going on in your heart? If you don't engage your heart, something else will take over your heart. Right now, begin to engage your heart. Heart cannot be neutral. It must say something. It must say something. You must take hold your heart so that your past will not take hold your heart, where you are coming from, your situation. Take hold of your heart. Jesus loves you.
We believe you have been inspired by the clip you have just watched. Click here to subscribe to witness more of God's power at work in our generation today and stay up to date with the latest prophecies, deliverances, sermons, and testimonies from the Synagogue Church of All Nations. Emmanuel TV, changing lives, changing nations, and changing the world.